Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. Hey, so before I dive right into today's topic, I just want to let you all in on a little encounter that I found quite interesting. There's this individual that is always in the gym, and he's a very silent kind of person, doesn't talk to people, doesn't interact much with people, and he does his thing. I observe how he does his training, and it's a bit unique. I wouldn't take anything away from him, by the way. So I kept noticing every time he'd open his gym bag, if I'm around him, I kept noticing he has two bottles of ketchup. And the first time I noticed it, I was like, just brushed it off like, yeah, that's probably just dude forgot his ketchup in his bag. Probably picked him up on his way to the gym and forgot it in his bag. And the next time I'm like, oh, shish, definitely forgot it in his bag. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, just decided. So the fifth time was pretty much today. Decided to pull his leg. What's up, bro? He's like, what's up, bro? I'm like, listen, man, could you please just, you know, enlighten me on how using ketchup as your pre-workout has been impactful to you? You know what I'm saying? And then he bust out laughing. You know, obviously I was pulling his leg, but that was just my way of, you know, trying to find out more about this individual. Just trying to get a feel of him. You know, I'm the kind of person that gets fascinated by individuals that keep to themselves. I always find a few gems with these kind of people. And what I've learned over the years is never dismiss someone just because they don't fit the regular society expectations. Just because they don't fit the social setup, you shouldn't ever write them off as weird or, you know, something like that. Yeah. So I never judge people based on what I see them projecting or how I see them behaving. But I want to get to know them first and actually know them for who they really are, you know. Then from there, I can make assumptions or I can come up with a synopsis of what this individual is all about. So as soon as I tell him that, he's busting out laughing. Now, remember, this is an individual that I never seen him laughing before. It was kind of funny as well for me because I never seen him laughing. What in the Peter Griffin kind of laughter was that? Because I promise you, it sounded something like this. So I reckon, you know, making this dude laugh, you know, by indirectly trying to roast him, actually made him open up to me. And we had this conversation. It wasn't a very long conversation. But through that conversation, I understood that the ketchup is very symbolic to him. So this is an individual that he's actually a neurosurgeon. And that was actually really, really dope to actually figure out. For a dude that looks very weird and, you know, just stays alone and does his thing, looking very, very shy and, you know, introverted, you know, he is a very, very top and well recognized surgeon up in this place. And he's performed some really, really successful surgeries, brain surgeries. So I actually learned that the ketchup, he started having this habit of keeping ketchup around him because when he was in school, when he was studying, his professor gave him a bottle of ketchup, along with other students, obviously, and told him to put the ketchup in the food with some precision. And that was actually an exam. And that was like, you know, that was the weirdest exam ever. Like, this is med school. You know, you feel me? Like, this is med school. How would the professor or the lecturer use ketchup to determine precision? And so this individual was actually failed terribly just because he did not use precision to put ketchup onto his food. Now, I don't know how that relates to, you know, being a good neurosurgeon, but, you know, years later, he became a great neurosurgeon, and that's just what it is. So the ketchup is a reminder, you know, to him that his gifts are way beyond, you know, that bottle of ketchup and what that professor thought about him at that particular time in his life. And he uses that to fire himself up. It's just like, you know, how somebody walk up to you and be like, hey, listen, man, I think this thing is going to fail terribly. Thing is, you think, you feel me? But that's your brain. That's your tiny little brain in action. So kindly do not project your tiny brain onto me, your tiny vision onto me. Do your thing, bro. And so speaking of brains, you know, I'm thinking of bringing him over to the show because he's actually such a cool individual and he has a vast wealth of knowledge, especially in matters pertaining the human brain. And this is an individual I'd love to learn from. So if you all want him on the show, give me some feedback and I'll definitely have him come over and speak to us and open up on all the intricacies and deep details on everything he's been able to amass as a top neurosurgeon. Now, without further much to do, I just want you to ask yourself one question right now. Are you living or are you fulfilling your purpose? Do you feel like every single day you wake up, you're fulfilling your life purpose? And even before we go there, like, what is purpose though? You know, so many people out here look at purpose and destiny as one entity, but I just want to help you clarify their distinctions, actually. So purpose is pretty much the reason for which something is done or for which something is designated, all right? So it's about finding meaning in what you do, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in your journey in personal growth. Discovering purpose or your purpose pretty much involves understanding your passions, understanding your values, your strengths, and aligning them with your actions and long-term goals, all right? So it's about, in a nutshell, it's about living intentionally with a sense of direction towards what truly matters to you. The thing about purpose, life purpose, is it's definitely very custom to an individual. So everyone has their life purpose. On the other hand, destiny is more about the predetermined course of events in your life. It's the idea that certain things are meant to happen to you regardless of your choices or actions. So destiny is often associated with a sense of inevitability. You understand? So this is pretty much suggesting that some outcomes are way beyond your control. Way beyond your control. This whole thing reminds me of my boy Alex. Alex is a dude that I played rugby with in high school. And we also played some rugby post-high school in club rugby. And we were both locks, so we were like partners in the team. And every time I'd see him in the lineup with me, I knew I was covered. Very fantastic player. What a player. So the thing about Alex is, after club rugby, he hung his boots way sooner or way too early and ventured into the corporate world. But here's the thing about Alex. The Alex that I knew through high school was a very outdoors kind of individual. This was a person that enjoyed life outside the confines of, you know, four walls and all of that, you know. So Alex was in a corporate job. And I was kind of happy for him because, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, bro, you played rugby, you enjoyed rugby. Maybe it's just time that you now focus on this aspect or this new chapter of your life. And for a while, Alex held on and did what he had to do. But the truth is, he was very unfulfilled by his corporate job. He was unhappy. He was feeling lost. And every close person that would speak to him would get the true feeling of what the brother was actually feeling and going through. And so one day he decided to take a break from all the work. And he just went on a solo hiking trip in the mountains, in a lush part of the mountains that's like, you know, a bit serene, obviously cool with a nice breeze. And so while he was out there just enjoying nature, he stumbled upon a group of kids from a local community center that were being taken out on a hiking excursion. Yeah. And, you know, Alex, you know, apart from being such a gentleman, he was also a big lover of the younger generation. He loves mentoring and spending time with, you know, the younger generation. He's a very fun-loving individual. So he started chatting with his kids, and he actually learned that many of them had never been hiking before. Like, this was their maiden excursion. And so he decided to take them under his wing and show them the beauty of the outdoors, you know. And so, you know, that joy and excitement that he could see, you know, in those kids' eyes as he went out with them and explored nature with them, sparked something very deep in him. And Alex was never the same after that experience. He went back and sat down and took time to ponder over what he felt and the new experience that he had. And he actually realized that his true passion lay in connecting with and empowering the younger generation through adventures and other outdoor activities. So Alex quit his corporate job and started an organization, pretty much a nonprofit organization, that took underprivileged youths, especially the youths that are out there battling all sorts of vices and misdemeanors, you know. So instead of them ending up in juvie, they started connecting with these underprivileged youth on outdoor expeditions. And so this encounter was a very simple encounter out there in the mountains, but this encounter was the turning point for Alex, and he found his purpose in making a positive impact on the life of, you know, those kids. So it just goes to show that sometimes life's most meaningful moments and discoveries come when we least expect them. You know what I'm saying? And up to date, he's doing very well with his organization, and he doesn't feel like he ever gets to work. And that's the beauty of living your purpose. You know, if you wake up and you feel like you're being choked, you're being smothered, you feel like your workplace is this place that you're like, oh my God, what am I doing here? What am I coming to do here? Where am I going right now? If you constantly feel that way, that's a proper sign that that is not your purpose. That is something that you're doing right now. It's keeping things together, you know, paying the bills here and there, putting change in your pocket and all that. But it ain't your purpose. So now the big question is, does everyone have a life purpose? And personally, I feel like, you know, that's a thought-provoking question, because when it comes to life purpose, you know, this is a topic that can be viewed from various perspectives. You know, some people believe that everyone has a unique purpose or just a calling in life, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's related to career, relationships, personal journeys, or just making a difference in the world, right? And on the flip side, there's some people who think that the concept of a singular life purpose may not apply to everyone. So the people that believe that, you know, life is more about, you know, the journey, experiences, you know, personal growth, rather than a predefined purpose. And so for these kind of people, it's about exploring different paths and discovering what brings fulfillment and pretty much evolving, you know, over time. All right. So all I gotta say is, you know, ultimately, whether or not everyone has a specific life purpose, this is a very personal and subjective kind of matter. So some people may feel a strong sense of purpose guiding their actions, and others find purpose in different ways or may not really resonate with the idea of a single overarching kind of purpose. So it's all about what resonates with you. It's all about what brings meaning to your life, all right? But all I can say is there's ways in which you can tell whether you're fulfilling your life purpose. And for me, the greatest is passion and joy. You see, when you're engaged in activities, no matter how trivial they are, activities that align with your purpose, you often feel this strong sense of joy, fulfillment, passion, you know. So your work actions bring you genuine happiness and a strong feeling of being in your element. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like you're trying too hard. It just feels like you're right there. You're at home. Now, I reckon it's very imperative you understand that fulfilling your life purpose usually involves making a positive impact on others or the world around you, all right? So you may find that your actions are meaningful and contribute to something greater than yourself, and that is fulfilling your life purpose. So having this impact and putting meaning into your life is a proper sign that, you know, the fulfilling of your life purpose is on the right track. Now, our values as individuals vary from person to person. And so if your life purpose is often closely tied to your core values and your belief system, then you're living in accordance with these values, you're more likely to feel a sense of purpose and authenticity as well. And so that's a proper sign as well that you're pretty much fulfilling your purpose every single day. And when you're immersed in activities that are related to your purpose, you will often feel this, you pretty much experience this state of flow. You know, it doesn't, like I said earlier, you know, it doesn't feel like you're forcing things, you know? So where time seems to fly by real quick and you feel fully absorbed in what you're doing, this deep focus and enjoyment can be a sign that you're fulfilling your purpose, all right? So at the same time, look out for feedback from other people, because people will often provide an insight. And it's not all kinds of feedback, but just, you know, without bias and without judgment, listen to people's feedback. Because if people around you recognize your impact and your passion, this can be a strong form of validation, you know, of your alignment with your purpose, all right? And we can go on and on and on about this, but at the end of the day, it's a feeling that comes from deep within. And you know very well, if you sit down and do some soul searching, you will know very well right this moment whether you're fulfilling your life purpose or not. Now, I see the journey of life, you know, is about growing, is about learning, is about taking ills, you know what I'm saying? It's about victories as well. And, you know, it's important to realize that not everyone has quite found what they truly deem to be their purpose. So, you know, finding a sense of purpose is a personal journey, like I said before, that involves introspection and exploration. And if you haven't found out your purpose yet, I would recommend a few steps to actually help you discover your purpose. And the first one would be reflecting on your passions and interests. So, you know, if you sit down, you can definitely come up with a list of activities that just make you feel fully engaged. Activities that you can give your utmost attention. Activities that give you a very strong sense of fulfillment. Now, as soon as you write down these activities that make you feel this way, so then you just want to think of how you can use this abilities to actually make a positive impact. And remember, fulfilling your life purpose is about doing it for something greater than yourself. You know what I'm saying? So how can these abilities make a positive impact for the world around you? Now, you want to sit down as well and think about what values are very important to you. You want to think about what principles align with you, and what kind of principles do you want to guide your life and your decisions? Write them down as well. Now, I always say, you know, if you don't have goals or if you don't have something driving you, then you're lost. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to set goals that are meaningful to you, you know, because I personally feel like, you know, working towards something that you really care about will definitely develop a very strong sense of direction and purpose in you. And I'm talking from a place of personal experience as well. So it's very important that you set goals that are meaningful to you, because at the end of the day, working towards your goals, you know, will push you towards your purpose as well. Now, I got people that I look up to, and I got people that mentor me as well. And these people are people that are doing better than I am. And that's what we have to realize. There's always someone somewhere who's doing better than you. And if you actually use that to your advantage, you could learn from this individual and become an even better version of yourself. Probably later on become even better than that person that you look up to. But the goal is not to compete with that person, because they're their own person and you're your own person. And pretty much, you know, life deals us very different cards. So if you're hell-bent on looking like someone else, or if you're hell-bent on trying to, you know, ape someone else, then you lose the plot. You want to aim for making yourself the best possible version of yourself. And so if we're talking about mentors, I seek a lot of feedback from my mentors. And it's not like I only seek feedback from people that are doing better than me. I appreciate all kinds of feedback. But sometimes, you know, mentors, you know, these are people that understand you want to grow. And so they'll approach you from a position of, you know, trying to help you fix those things that are definitely or currently holding you back. And so, you know, these insights that they'll offer, you know, and these areas that they'll pinpoint will help you learn a lot. And, you know, if you were losing direction a bit, you know, just give you an extra nudge and put you back on track to keep pursuing things that will help you fulfill your life purpose. You know, I always say every time life throws curveballs at you, you want to embrace these setbacks as opportunities for growth. I promise you, if you haven't experienced it yet, well, the bad news is you will experience it right ahead or someday somewhere ahead. But everyone experiences that moment in life where they feel like everything is gone, everything is lost, they have no hope, It's a very momentarily kind of feeling, like you feel in this time right now. There's no way I'm bouncing back from this. But you'll be very surprised, actually, when you look back after bouncing back from all of that and actually transcending into a whole new level and becoming an even better version of yourself, you realize that these curveballs were specifically sent your way just to shape your character a little more and clarify your purpose, give you that moment of actually getting in tune with what you're meant to do in your time, in your lifetime, in your time on earth. You know, it's very important actually to keep an open mind, even as you continue edging towards your greater self, your higher purpose, or your higher calling. It's very important to keep an open mind and be willing to try new things. You know what I'm saying? Your purpose may evolve as you gain new experience and perspectives, and that's just the reality of things. You feel me? The things that you were, if you look back at your life, there's so many things you yearned to do and you looked forward to do and you dreamed of doing, and eventually you outgrew them. And why did that happen? It's because you evolved as an individual. You evolved and the universe pushed you right where you're supposed to be in accordance with your life purpose, all right? Now sit down and ask yourself every single time, ask yourself every day, what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? You know what I'm saying? I actually watched a very interesting series, and it was about a man that really, really was bent on how he wanted to be remembered. Really resonated with me and made this final point possible. Reflect on what kind of legacy you want to leave behind, all right? How do you want to be remembered? All right, so with that said, I just want to remind you that finding your purpose is actually a journey. All right. And it's okay if it takes time to discover your purpose. So don't put yourself under pressure and just stay open to new possibilities and always trust yourself, trust your abilities, trust your instincts, and trust your decision making as an individual, you know, even as you navigate this process. I want to appreciate you all for tuning in to this point of the podcast. As I always say, go out there and be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.